Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jamaya. How can I help you?
Hi, I am calling because I see a transaction from this phone number is connected to the bank transaction, and I'm wondering what it's for.
Okay, ma'am. We're third-party customer support. We service a variety of companies and their products. I would have to pull up the information to see exactly what you were billed for. May I have your zip code?
Yeah, 95409.
And your first and last name?
Well, can I just tell you the company?
Excuse me?
Can I just tell you the company, the merchant that's charging us?
Yeah, you can give me that information, but in order to pull up, I would have to pull up the account that is associated with your name. In order for me to see anything, you giving me that information won't do anything.
I don't know that there is an account, but
if you were billed, then it is.
Bruce Cohn, C-O-H-N.
What's the name?
Bruce Cohn, C-O-H-N.
And is this your account or someone else's?
This is my client's account. I'm his bookkeeper, and he got a notification of a fraudulent charge.
Okay, could you explain that again? Who are you to this customer?
I'm his bookkeeper. So I oversee all his finances, and he got a notification of a fraudulent charge.
Okay, is he able to, am I able to speak with him?
I can add him to the call.
Yeah, because you're not authorized on the account.
Well, I don't know that you're authorized to charge his account, but let me add him to the call.
In order to find out that, he would have to be on the line.
What are questions are you going to ask him to authorize it? Because I don't want him giving you any sensitive information.
He would have to verify his address, and that's it.
No, that's bullshit. So what is the merchant? Let's look at that. I just want to know what the merchant is.
You said you were his
bookkeeper,
and you're using the language. Okay, so
yeah,
if we cannot refrain from the language, then I will have to disconnect the call.
I think it's a fraudulent charge. I've never called in to find out what a charge is and needed to give personal information for you to tell me who the merchant is. So,
okay.
And this guy gets scammed all the time. He's 76 years old, and the reason why I'm using strong language is because I have watched people navigate these fraudulent things to an extent that is incredibly detailed and
taking
advantage of elderly people.
In order for me to assist you, I would have to have him on the phone and I would have to have him to verify the information.
If you cannot release that information,
there's nothing else I can do.
What is Health Goals Beyond?
Ma'am.
How can you not tell me? So obviously this is a scam. You don't know you don't have a list of people that you provide third-party services for. Is that what you're telling me?
Right, but we're not required to do that. We're required. This is what my job requires me to do. It requires me to all the information that I ask you. It requires me to verify that information, and then I'm able to tell you or see what you're actually being billed for. If you cannot verify that information, then we do have to disconnect the call. And if I cannot speak to the actual customer, then we do have to disconnect the call.
So when you charge, no, that's not how, by the way, that is not, what is your address? What is the address of this facility? What is the name of your company that you're working for?
Okay, ma'am, was there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, that is a legitimate question for me to ask. This is a charge.
And I don't have to answer that. So was there anything else that I can do for you?
He has to answer what his name is and his address, but you're not going to give information on what this charge is without him giving further personal information. It's been flagged as fraudulent. So why would I give you further personal information on his behalf? Why can you not just
tell
me?
You're not even the customer. So if you can have the customer to give us a
call back. I don't need to be the customer to need to know what is Health Goals Beyond. Every other transaction on my bank account, if there's a number associated with it, I could call that phone number and ask them, what services do you provide? And they would tell me. That's how that works. I don't know if you're new to life, but that's how it works. When you call a merchant and ask them, what services do you provide that would be coming on my bank account, they tell you. They don't ask you for more personal information.